Fine. Good evening, everybody. Welcome back. It's a pleasure being back after a way too long break. And Baruch Hashem, we're here. Although the Yetzer Hara sends his simanim, he sent me a flat tire on Tuesday morning on the way to shul, and the plan was to leave Tuesday, but once I had the flat tire, so I said, it's a simon mishamayim that I shouldn't go back. I also took a few hours until it was fixed. Oh, exactly. So I wanted to know, is this okay to avoid driving back when you have a flat tire? Or maybe it's a problem of simanim or of nichush? I don't know. It's actually a good question. Now, it's actually very fascinating. You showed me where I put it. It's actually very good. No, I have it with me. So it's over there. No, it's over there. One second. But I'm not sure what the conclusion is. Anyways, I'm happy to be back in Baruch Hashem. No flat tire. It actually reminded me of a joke that, I don't know, joke or anecdote, when once a group of guys wanted to skip taking a test in high school. So they just ditched the test, they didn't come. Then they said to the teacher, we had a flat tire and we're stuck, and please give us a makeup test. Okay, he gave them a makeup test. And in the test, they had two questions. Question number one, in math. Question number two, which tire was it that you had the flat tire? So I came prepared. It was the back right tire. Right, Moishi? Very good. So I didn't want to ditch the shir chas v'shalom. The shir was already prepared, but mishamayim, I didn't make it. Baruch Hashem, we're here Thursday, Baruch Hashem, and we're back and we finished learning together and preparing together towards Rosh Hashanah. So today's shir is about the simanim. And he called it law and orders, or laws and order, because we have here a few shilas. First of all, is it even okay to do this practice of simanim? Because maybe this indeed has the problem of nichush, as mentioned earlier. If a person says that there's some kind of bad omen in front of me, so I shouldn't drive back from Lakewood to Toronto. Rav Dovid showed me a very interesting story beforehand, that a dayan was in the Beis Din writing a get, and he's writing, the sofer was probably writing the get, and then a coffee spilled on the get, and now the couple says, no, we actually, in that case, we don't want to now get divorced, because mishamayim, if the coffee's put on the get, it has to be the mishamayim, we should not get divorced. Now the dayan is now in trouble, because on one hand, he says, great, shalom bayis, that's terrific. But on the other hand, he says to them, if you're going to now not get divorced, that's going to be a problem of nichush. So what do you do in this kind of situation? Okay, that's a very interesting discussion. Maybe we will discuss that. Mazal shkoyach for showing me this fascinating story. You always have great, great insights and great stories for me. Good evening. What do we usually eat? Are you allowed to eat extra things? Rav David Spiegel told me last year that some eat half raisin and celery in order to have raise in celery. So can you do that? Can you have the extra simanim? Can you have a banana and say bunei mikdash? Can you have Coca-Cola? And you could say yitkalelu soneinu. So we'll try to see these kind of things. Also see the meaning of eating an esrog, which is actually quite of interesting. But I will be honest, the main part that I want to discuss today is actually a hilchos brachos topic, which is regarding the order of the brachos, which thing you should set bracha on first. And it's actually very interesting. So let's see how that plays out. Okay, so let's begin. So this is in Shas in two places. Yes, Moshe? Question later? Actually, I think you should do that. Yeah. So this sugya is actually mentioned twice in Shas. I'm not a genius. I just looked around. That's what people say. It's mentioned in Horias, Daf Yud Bet, and in Masel Kritus, Daf Vav. The Gemara says it's Horias, Daf Yud Bet, source number one. Omer Abaye, Hashtada Amal Tzilin Milta, that's having signs and omens actually has some kind of significance. So consequently, Le'oilam Yehe Ragil Lemechze Bereish Shata Kara Rubia Karte Silka Vitamri. So the Gemara says here that a person should be regil, should have the custom to what on Rosh Hashanah? To look at. To lemechze, right? And Chris is actually, written Yergil Inish Lemecha, to eat. Interesting. So Halacha Mesa Shacholov Paskins, that in source number three, Yadam Ragil Lechol, but since the Gemara in Horius says lemechze only to look at, so consequently, actually brought it down here in the Piskei Tshuvas, if my wife, and she indeed doesn't like to eat certain things, she hates fish, she for sure won't eat the eyeball of the fish or the head of the fish, all these things which are not the most tastiest things in the world. So in that case, it says, Piskichuvas, at least look at it. Listen, Gemara and Horia says, Lemerzeh, just looking, and that is enough. Another interesting thing that a person could be medayik in the Gemara is Yehe Ragil. That person should be Ragil. The Ben Yehoyada wanted to learn from here that it's, when it says regil, it means not the only once on Rosh Hashanah, not only twice, rather three times. In order to have a regilus, to be accustomed to do this thing, to have some kind of nature doing these things. So how do you form a chazaka? You have to have three times. So he says you have to have these things for three meals. I have it only during two meals. That's my minhag, but maybe I should have three times because of regil. But this dig of regil is actually very, very important because my wife, who doesn't like having the eyeball of the fish or the head of the fish, she does indeed like to have olives. I, Baruch Hashem, don't like to eat olives. I order my pizza without olives. My kids know. The only thing that doesn't eat is olives. Now, why is that good? Because the Gemara says that the person which is ragil to lechol zeitim, to eat olives, so this is, causes him a bad memory. It's mishakach talmudo. So that's what the Gemara says in the Holiest. If a person eats olives, so, Reb Chaim Kanievsky went even further and he said if a person eats olives, he's violating a pasuk in the Torah. He's shamer lecha pen tishkach et hadvarim asher ra'u einecha, because you're eating olives, and we know the Gemara says that eating olives caused you a loss of memory. So if you eat olives, you're going to now violate this isser. But Reb Chaim Kanievsky says to us the following solution: the problem is only if you are ragil. So if you have once in a long time, you have a pizza with some olives, so that could be okay. Some people can say that if you add olive oil to the olives, that's what my wife does. She adds olive oil to the olives. So in that case, since olive oil is actually a sgula of chachma, of wisdom, so in that case, whatever you lose by eating the olives, so it comes back by eating the olive oil. Reb Chaim Kanievsky was really happy about that. But anyways, that's a tangent. That has nothing to do. Anyways, we see here from the Gemara, a person should see or eat these items. What's missing in this Gemara? Very important part of the simanim ritual. No, apple for sure, you're right. Apple is missing. But something actually that comes with the ritual. To say something, right? Everybody said, we have a yiratzo, we have a bracha. The Gemara doesn't say anything about it, and it's actually very significant to say something, as we'll see later on. But okay, but we'll leave that for later on in the shir. So Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Gemara in Christus, and actually adds the text of the Gemara, the text of the bracha in Shulchan Aruch. Source number three: Yadam ragil lechol b'rosh shana rubia tiltan karti silga tamri kara ukshiyochal yomar yhiratzon sheyirbu zchuyoteinu. So as we know, we say yirbu zchuyoteinu, yikartusoneinu, all those things. Interesting question: how can you daven yirbu zchuyoteinu? How can a person say yirbu zchuyoteinu? I mean, do mitzvahs and you have zchuyos. Hashem, give me more mitzvahs. What can possibly happen? It's actually very interesting. What? So please Hashem, I want to fight with my wife and have the mitzvah of Gerushin. And please Hashem, later on, I have the mitzvah of Machzor Gerushoso. And please Hashem, what? So I actually saw yesterday, one of my latest acquisitions from Lakewood was the Sefer Avra Dadasha. I think it might be now banned by certain Gera circles because it's the Sefer of Reb Shol Alter, the Gera Sheshiva, and he actually asked that question. He actually has a nice mahalach about it. But you're right. But so an answer that I saw, actually not the name of Reb Shol Alter, but he says an answer that I saw, which an answer that I personally really, really enjoyed, was a person is preparing a shiur, and he gives a shiur, and now two people come. So okay, he has chuyos, but he could dive into Hashem, please make many people come to my shiur, and that way yirbu zchuyoteinu. I'm now posting the shiur online. So Hashem, please may I have thousands of people clicking on YU Torah to listen to the shiur. That might be yirbu zchuyoteinu. Very interesting. But another answer which was given by Tzanz Eruv was Tshuva Me'ava. The person does Tshuva Me'ava, so Avonot, Nasoto Kizchuyot. So please accept our Tshuva Me'ava, and then consequently our Averos will become mitzvot. So that's also Yabuz Chutenu. Anyways, that's what they say about that. The Ramah, he is the person who adds the halacha יש נוהגים לאכול תפוח מתוק בדבש, ואומרים שתחדש לנו שנה טובה ומתוקה. And where does that come from? We saw here a bunch of things. We have קרתי יקרתו שונאינו, we have רוביה ירבו זכויותינו. Why eating the apple? So it's very interesting that the gra and the taz, so they say that actually apples have a lot of significance in Kabbalah. That there is, I don't know if this is a midrash or something. Upro says the gra in source number 4, upriyom tekechiki, kirach asade, metagimen chakal tapu. I don't know, so I guess a field of apples, an orchard of apples is very, very important and significant in Kabbalah. However, we're going to see that some posts can say that no, it's not actually an apple, but rather an esrog. The tool says in source number 6 that among the things a person should be regil to eat on Rosh Hashanah is etroga. And in the Knesset HaGedolah, Hagahot Beit Yosef, I'm actually not really sure who that is. Is this the Beis Yosef doing this, or the Knesset HaGedolah? Oh my goodness, I feel so ignorant. I think it's Beis Yosef, and he says, "Mashe katav Rabbeinu etroga leite begemara benus chididan." He says, "Listen, if you look in the Gemara, so no one mentions there esrogim. So where are you bringing this minhag of having an esrog on Rosh Hashanah?" So I heard a very interesting pshat. Oh, Shmuel Kamavik, good seeing you. So I heard a very interesting pshat that the Gemara says in Tainis, in source number 8, that when Yaakov comes to Yitzchak to get a bracha, so, by the way, Vilna Gaon says that this story happened when, not on Pesach, which is the usual explanation, but rather it was on Rosh Hashanah. That's what he says. Very interesting. But anyways, says that the Gemara that he came and there was the Reach HaSadeh, and the Gemara says Reach HaSadeh Shetapuchim, says Tosfot Tainis Shetapuchim Yesh Mefarshim Tapuchim Kereach Etrogim. For me, it was very, very a big Kiddush that they explain the smell of not apples, but rather Esrogim, which actually makes sense because I think that citrus foods have a stronger smell than apples. But yeah. Excuse me, weren't you in kindergarten when the teacher said that an esrog has both smell and taste and tzaddikim have both mitzvahs and Torah, and that's why it has also flavor? That's what we were told in kindergarten. And it's also quite disgusting, I'll be honest. So the jam is not good. You have to put a lot of sugar to make it edible. I know. So I hear. That's why the Gemara says maybe lemechze. Or maybe you're like my wife, you don't eat the head of the
there's something there.
I hear. But again, the midrash says it has tam v'reach, that's rogi. I hear some of us taste. Yeah.
Is there a midrash that the food name is Ganim?
So the Gemara gives three options. What was it? Either it was wheat, either it was grapes, either it was figs. The Gemara doesn't say citrus. However, the Zohar says citrus. And I think it's meduyak because nechmad lemareh, the fruit is nechmad lemareh, so I think I think the Targum says chazi lemirgag, something like that. And that's why it does actually sound like it. And indeed, they chemed, in the side here, brought it here and inside, so he brings a list of those who have the minhag of having the esrog, those who don't have the minhag of eating the esrog, and he says some have the minhag because of, as you said, it is a tikkun of chet etzadat. Yeah. So it's very interesting because I think the Vilna Gaon was against eating grapes on Rosh Hashanah because grapes was, according to some opinions, the fruit of the tree. And we don't want to ein kategel nasa senegel. Don't remind these things on Rosh Hashanah. By the way, so some posts took it a step further. So if you don't eat grapes, what comes out of grapes?
Wine.
Not wine. Wine is, okay. Good taina. Raisins. Raisins. If you want to have a half a raisin and celery, so raisins with raisins Rosh Hashanah. So I don't know if that is the best idea. Let me say, is there the meaning of having an esrog or not? So Sdei Chemed actually records. It's a long piece. If you want, you can take it home and read it. But he gives a few reasons why actually to have an esrog. The Gemara says in Brochos that person who sees an esrog in his dream, so he is hadur, he is beautiful in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it's a good. It's just a segula to have actually an esrog on Sukkos, to have the mitzvah of esrog. But the Gemara says, listen, now in Chutz Laaretz, So he says, in many places, it's so hard to find the esrog. You had communities that had to share one esrog with everyone together. So he says, if you have an esrog, don't eat it up and actually keep it for sukkahs. Just imagine people who have a market of esrogim for Rosh Hashanah, three meals as the Beis Chai requires, and also having esrog on sukkahs would be a big thing. Okay, that is a few of the items that we eat. Can we add extra items? So says Och HaShulchan, and this is actually the source I heard, which is a good reason why a person could actually add extra things to his simanim seder. So he says, Kol davar tov. So this is the source of the half a raisin, all the stuff, bananas, coke, that if you want, you can take something that sounds like a good thing or a bad thing, and you could use that either for a curse or for a bracha. By the way, I noticed that in Israel, the children get in the simanim table that they get from the school, so the carrots is krara gzardinenu, or tigzorenu gzerot tovot. But here, what is it? Morin. Morin. Yirbu zchuyoteinu. Because it sounds like more. So you see that they actually...
Yiddish.
I know it's in Yiddish, I understand. But you see from here that the way that people actually said it was a good reason to actually how to say things on Rosh Hashanah. Okay, a few basic halachos, and then again we're going to enter the major sugya of the order of the brachos. When and how to say it. So now you're saying the brachos. So when are you saying it? During the meal? And how do you say the Yiratzon? Do you say Yiratzon Hashem Elokeinu V'kei Avoteinu with Mamesh Shem Hashem? With Elokeinu with a hey, with a kuf? What do you do? So Mishabur says in verse 11, it's with Fanecha Hashem Elokeinu V'kei Avoteinu Shirbu Zchuyoteinu. Yeah, he says Mamesh, a person should actually say with Hashem Elokeinu V'kei Avoteinu. Pizkei Tshuvos records three minhagim. In source number 12, Pizkei Tshuvos, a contemporary sefer, which collects a bunch of minhagim. So he says, indeed, Mishabur Paskins, Yerasun Fenecha, Hashem Elokeinu, Veloke Avoteinu, Mamish, use Shem Hashem. When a person wants to dive into Hashem, he can actually say Shem Hashem, there's no problem whatsoever. That's option number one. Omnam, Harbe Kilot Noagim, Lolas Kir Hashem, Elomrim, Yerasun Fenecha, Shibuz Chiyoteinu, without saying Hashem Elokeinu, Veloke Avoteinu. And a third option, and that is Minhag Yerushalayim, but I hold myself as a Minhag Yerushalayim descendant, and I don't think we'd actually do this, but he says this is Minhag Yerushalayim. Without Mifanecha and without Hashem Kim Kevotenu. So you see, whatever you do, Lamai says Machlokas, so Panev Machlokas, whatever you do is wrong or good. So whatever you do, it's fine. As he mentions also here in the end, if a person doesn't like the food and he or it's not good for him because of health, or chashash tolaim, that there might be worms or some kind of things that the person cannot eat because it's not kosher. So in that case, just looking at it is enough. As Gemara in Kritus lemichzei, that will be enough. When do we say it? During the meal, before Kiddush, after Kiddush. When do we say the bracha? Between the bracha and eating the apple, let's say I'm saying the bracha on the apple, let's say. So what do? I say, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Pe'etz, and then what? Yiratzon, take a bite? Take a bite? Yeah, sure, for sure. So you're all wrong and right, because again, it's a machlokas, of course. But Pashtus is, as you're saying, take a bite beforehand. Mishabuah says, Yomar HaBakasha, Achar Atchalat HaAchila. Right, Baruch Hashem, all you guys are Mishabura guys, and he says, of course, say Baruch Pe'etz, take a bite, and then say the Yiratzon, because you can't have a hefsef in the bracha and the food. However, Pizkei Tshuvos, of course, a rabbi that brings again contemporary halacha and also brings a lot of chassidish minhagim, and he says, Umatzinu minhagim kadmonim sheyu noagim lachatchil lomar haYiratzon lifnei atima. Okay, so you have minhagim kadmonim, and as you all know, minhagim kadmonim is a very big thing for sure in the world, in the realm of chassidus. So I have that minhag of saying a bracha, yiratzon, and then taking a bite. Is that a hefsek? Ah, so you're saying it's yiratzon, then bracha. Ah, it doesn't seem like in the flow of the reading. He says, but the evidence is for sure not a hefsek. Ah, so you're saying, it sounds like fnat te'ima. Not fnat baracha, fnat te'ima it sounds. But okay, I don't know. Minhagim, again, I respect everyone's minhagim. And of course, final. No, it's a startup. Yeah. Ah, so you see Rosin before the bracha? Wow, okay. Okay, interesting. Please can show us they didn't bring it. So we have your third opinion. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Okay. And again, when do we say it? So, Haminag HaPashut Le'chol HaSivanim Le'achar Netat Adayim B'Tchilat HaSeuda, meaning, you have your Kiddush, you wash your hands, eat the challah, and then you do the entire ceremony. But, Yesh HaNoagim Le'chol HaMiyad Achar HaKiddush Lifnei Netat Adayim. Some say, in order to avoid all the questionable questions about the brachas, you say a bracha, you say a bracha, some say before Kiddush. For some reason, I remember that it's actually a problem saying these things before Kiddush. Maybe it's a hefsek between... So Avi told me that he will be here today, and he wants to know what Sephardim do.
I've seen it. They've seen it. They make kiddush. They have all types of salads because you have to have
mea brachot.
Ah. And then they wash for.
That's true. They do that. They do that every single Shabbos.
So what?
Yeah.
So why can't you do it after kiddush and before?
No. So if you do the entire ceremony, I think the problem might be that there's a hefsek between the kiddush and the seuda. You want kiddush come seuda.
Before they had the wine.
So I don't know. Last time I ate by a Sephardi, I'm Vittori. Yeah, thank you so much for inviting me. So you have a bite of salad, a bite of fish, and you go wash your hands immediately. So this is already Svichas Chavar material, and we said that the fruits, most chances, are not ba machmata seuda. And because of that, you should say a bracha. So you should say a bracha on the apple, on the date. And there's a question regarding the adamas. Oh, yes, of course. So one S for sure will be enough. So the question they're going to discuss, which S? Is it the date, the pomegranate, or... Yeah, we'll see. Which fruit do you eat first?
The apple.
I don't. Okay. What? Either the Riman or the date. Yeah, but we'll see. I have first the date and then the apple and the honey, as we'll see soon why. Okay, and that's so again the meaning is either to eat during the meal or between kiddush and the meal itself. Okay, so just to summarize, we have the halacha, eating these foods. You seemingly could add also extra foods and say the yiratzon. Common practice is to have kiddush, eat some bread, and then do the seder, and say a bracha, take a bite, and then say the yiratzonim. That's the simple minhag. Now, the question that we said, the problem of nichush, as the Torah says to us in Source 15 in Vayikra, lo techol al adam, lo tenachshuv, lo tenenu. What does it mean? Ein menachshim ke'akum shenemar, lo tenachshu ketzad ha'nachash. What is the problem of nichush? Kigon elu shomrim ho'il v'nafla piti mepi. Oish, I was now eating a piece of bread, now fell off my mouth. Oh, it's a bad sign. O nafal makli miadi, eini olech makom ploni hayom she'im elech ein chafatzay nasim. Or he says, in Israel, it's a black cat. If you see a black cat, so it's a sign of bad luck. Here, there aren't any cats, so maybe it's a black and white skunk. I don't know. So in that case, if a person sees all these things are frightening him. So because of that, he's not doing things. That is a problem of nichush. Good evening, good evening. So some rabbis ask the question, wait a second, so if the halacha is just to look at these things or eat these things, so in that case, isn't this nichush? Oh, I'm going to see an apple. I'll have a shana tova metuka. I'm going to see the carrots. I'm going to have xeros tovos or ribos chuyos. Is a problem of nichush doing these things? So actually, it is kind of a large sugya. There is a lot to talk about in many cases. You have a flat tire, coffee spilled in the get. I saw another one, that person's plane ticket was burned, so can you now avoid flying? So I think the common practice actually of all these answers are, if it's indeed something which is really, really strange, that shouldn't happen, so in that case, it's not a problem to avoid doing things. Meaning, if I didn't drive because of the flat tire, saying, oh, it's a simul shamayim, So flat tires happen quite often. Maybe it does make sense. A person that his plane ticket was burned mysteriously in his house. I mean, that is a good sign. I saw that Rav Silberstein says the person should not fly in this case. So I think also you showed that in the stories. Rav Pam also says that. How do you know that? It's amazing. You know everything. So Rav Pam. So he had a probah at Harrisburg. Who goes to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania? Okay, I was last week in Scranton, very nice place. But anyways, he missed the bus, and he says, I never missed the bus. So he says, it's Sami Shemaim, they shouldn't go ahead and be the rabbi of Harrisburg, and the rest is history. So can a person say, isn't this a problem of Nichush? This entire mahalik of looking at these signs, oh, it's a sign, I had an apple, oh, I'm going to have a great year. I hear. So you're saying a chiluk. I'm not conducting my ways now with this, right? I'm just, it's a good sign. That's it. Seriously, there has to be a mice involved. I will do or not do something. I hear. Interesting. Actually, interesting. It's a very good point. The Marsha says the following chiluk in source 17. The Marsha says, so the only problem. So he says lira'a. Sorry. So I brought here only a piece of the Marashah, unfortunately. So he says, Nichush is only if you think it's a bad sign. Meaning, I see now the black cat, it's a bad sign, oh vey, I'm not going to do something. I spilled my coffee, it's a bad sign, oh vey, I'm not going to do something. My sandwich fell on the floor, it's terrible, I'm not going to do something. That's the problem of Nichush. But here he says, Ein shum hora'a, only if you do something, if you're not doing something, again Marsha is asking regarding the symptom of Rosh Hashanah. And he says, I'll tell you what, so only if you think bad things are happening, only then you have Nichush. But good things, he says that there's no problem of Nichush. So here you only want to have good things, so that is okay in terms of Nichush. I don't know, interesting. But the Meiri says, and the Meiri is a Rishonin, and he came before the Marsha, but I think he wasn't published yet until after Marsha. He says, this is the reason why they added also saying the tefillah. Because if it was only looking at the item, maybe actually it was a problem of Nichush, or just eating the item, maybe indeed it was a problem of Nichush. But that's why they did this thing, כדי לעורר ליבו. He says, הרבה דברים הותרו לפעמים שהם דומים לנחש, ולא מדרך נחש חלילה, אלא דרך סימן לעורר בו לבבו להנהגה טובה. So he says, this is a simon that actually persuades you and encourages you to do something good. So he says, so that's why in Rosh Hashanah you have krechstet. What is krechstet? Kararubia karatis lika tamrei. And since shehem inana mehem shegdelim maher, umehem shegdatam ula rabbe, ukedei shelo lekashel behem, lasod derech nachash, tiknu lomar lehem dvarim orim. Letshuva. The reason why he actually added extra things to say tefillah was in order to avoid this problem of nichush. Very big chiddush, I had no idea. For me, this is at least something new for me, that this is why we added the tefillah, because otherwise it wasn't the problem of nichush. What's the problem? What? No, so this is just, he says, eating it will not guarantee you a great year. That's what he's saying. This is not a sign for anything. The sign is encouraging you to do an hagatova, to daven. So the ikur is the yiratzon. The Piski Chuvos in the end of source 12, he says, Mishelo Klala Machalim Elu, Rashalama Yiratzon. She'en ze ela bakshalim yukalamer, gambelo achila vlo reya. So he actually quite a chiddush. But he says, a person doesn't have any of these items, I did not find a head of a fish, I did not find a head of a ram, I could still say, Yeratzon Shinosh, wasn't that? That's what he says. So again, this entire mahalak is to encourage you to only daven, and that's why it's not derech nachash. Just eating it or seeing it, maybe it is problem of nechush. That's what he says. This is in here to encourage you to do good things. Okay? Very interesting. This is a bit of an introduction to the main portion and the main, manai karit, the main of the shir. And that is... Hilchos Brachos. Which bracha do you say first? You have here dates, you have your pomegranates, you have here, maybe some have bananas, some have pineapples, some have, and you have an apple. What should you say a bracha on first? Oh, Shevaminim. So we have a machlokas tanoim. This is a Mishnah in Brachos, very famous, source 19, that davar she'ein gedum na'aretz, something that is not grown from the earth. So you see shehakol. And now what happens in the second line, the end, hayula fanav minim arbe. A person has a bunch of food in front of him. He has this Tu B'Shvat Tish. By the way, I saw that once there was a minhag that when a chassan came to date his wife for the first time or to meet the parents, so they served him fruit to see if he knows which bracha to say first, and that was the farher to see how much he knows. Okay, interesting. So now it's a good, Moshe, pay attention. So ayuf ramidim arbe, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. So I have an apple, I have an orange, and I have a date, says Rabbi Yehuda, min shiva. Shiva saminim, more important, perosh, yishabcha b'mez Yisrael, say your bracha on this. Chachamim omrim, mevarech al eiz mem shirtze. Whatever you want. You could eat whatever you want. And this is halachically called? Chaviv. Shkoich Moshe. Moshe is my chavrut, so he helped me prepare the shiur. Okay, shkoyach. So, chaviv. So, chavim say, if it's chaviv, you take whatever you want. You enjoy the apple more than the date, so eat the apple instead of the date. The Gemara says, Omar Ula, machloket b'shibichotehem shavot. Only if you have the same bracha. In that case, says Rabbi Yehuda, since both of them are bari priyaetz, both the date and the apple, Rabbi Yehuda says min shiva, Rabbi Yehuda say the chaviv. B'she'em b'chotehem shavot. You have a banana, which is a dama, and you have the apple, which is, and you have the date, which is bari priyaetz. What should you say first? What? So we were educated in school, the famous siman of maga'esh, mizonos gefen, etz adama shehakol. It's not true. I mean, it's not entirely true, says the Gemara, says Ula. In that case, it doesn't have the same bracha. Divrei hakol, mevarech al zeh, v'chozer mevarech al zeh. Wait, what is zeh, mevarech al zeh? You say bracha on this, and then you say bracha on that. Okay, what is it? So a few questions. First of all, what is chaviv? What is chaviv? Chavim say, mevarech al ezim mem shirtzeh, which is actually called chaviv. What is chaviv? Three way machlokas, very interesting. The tour says, you have an esrog and an apple. Yevrech al chaviv tchila. What is chaviv? She'im bechol pa'am echad mehem chaviv elav yoter, afilu im chafetz atav min ha'sheni, tzarich levrech al amin ha'chaviv elav berov pa'amim. What is chaviv? Chaviv says, the tour, it's not what now I want to eat, rather, usually I like eating apples and not a srogim. That's what I want. So he says, even if you have now the esrog and apple in front of you, and you like the esrog, you want to actually start with the esrog, but 99% of the times, you're going to actually want to eat the apple first, the definition of chaviv is what is usually your chaviv. Very interesting.
One could be more prevalent than the other. Let's say, apple you're going to have year-round.
Yeah, I love apples, but you know what? Mango is edible only, I don't know, 2 weeks a year, in a year in Israel. So now I want to have a mango. I will tomorrow have apples. I just like apples more. But now I'm in Israel. No, eat the apple beforehand. That's very interesting, the opinion of the tour. And that's also halacha ma'aseh, according to Shulchan Aruch, in source 21, Nikra chaviv, hamin sheragil liot chaviv ala. What is usually chaviv? Interesting. The Rambam doesn't seem to hold that way, because Rambam says, Ezdem shirtzel akdim akdim, whatever you want. So you take that first. So if you don't want this, so take that one. It seems that what's now chaviv in front of you, you make a bracha on first. The Taz has some kind of compromise. He says, since we don't know what the loch is, you can do whatever you want. That's what he says. Okay. But chaviv, it might be important to remember, what is chaviv? Some say what you want to have now. Some say what is usually chaviv for you. It might have significance in lamdas. There's a beautiful lamdas piece here that connects everything together. I hope that we'll manage to say it properly. But anyways, machlokes, what is chaviv? Now, what is halacha? Is halacha like Rabbi Yehuda, that you go like min shiva? Or is the halacha like chachamim, that said they go according to chaviv? Yeah? Yeah. Wait, but he's not going to have a fig now? If he's having a fig now and he enjoys the fig, but he would
have more apples.
So subtract is what is more favorite to him, even though I have in my reach more apples than figs. Like, meaning, I enjoy mangoes, but I have mangoes only 3 months a year, and apples I have all year round. Now I have a mango and an apple in front of me, I'll say bracha on the mango. Because this is, I really do like this more. If I have a mango in front of me, I'll have the mango. I just don't have it too much.
Okay, so that's
right. Yeah, I think so. What is usually chaviv? What do you like more? That's a question of your taste, but it has to be all the time.
Why does that make sense?
Oh, we'll see. Why does it make sense? I mean, who cares? So the answer is no. So the answer is chashivus. Oh, wait a second. What are you saying? What is chaviv? Oh, you're saying one side of a chakir that they're going to discuss soon. What is the idea of chaviv? I like this food. Is it that pshat? This is what I want to have now, and I don't want to have the rest. Or is chaviv a question of chashivus? Since this is my favorite food, this is more important than, in my eyes, than a date, and that's why chaviv trumps. What? Not tadir. What is the more important item in front of me? I say a bracha on the important item. How do you define a poor important item? Is it objective or subjective? The answer is, if this is my favorite food, it's more chashiv. Now that I have an appetite to this, that's not so important. So it's a chakir why chaviv is so important. And that is actually the two opinions. Is it pshat, this is what I want to actually have to eat, and I don't want the rest? Or is it, this is more chashuv than the other items? That's a chakir that we're going to deal with, B'zal Hashem. Yeah.
So if you're following either preference for the shilamine.
Wait, so I'm asking you, I have now a piece of steak, not steak, chicken, and a piece of candy. So my son, this chaviv.
No, what I'm saying is the fish conceivably falls outside of both paradigms. It's not on the shilamine.
Yeah. No, but chaviv will trump. Now, if I'm a child, so I would assume I would prefer the fruit roll-ups as opposed to the piece of chicken that my parents are forced me to eat. So for them, it's chaviv. I don't think it's the chashivus of the how nutritious it is.
Okay, so then you're answering the question.
You're defining chashivus according to its neutral benefit. I don't know. Maybe chashivus is what my taste is. I just like eating candy.
What happens if the person making the bracha is a minority?
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. He's saying a bracha for himself. You're asking, can a person that this is his chaviv can make a bracha for somebody else? Interesting question. I don't know.
His wife has a
bracha. I hear. I don't know. I don't know what to say. It's actually an interesting question. Oh, one second. Yeah.
In either case, it's positive. What if there's something you genuinely don't like and it's on the list? And now making a bracha on it, you have to make a bracha on it.
This is what do you mean? No. If I don't like dates, but I'm willing to handle it because of the Yeratzon. According to Rabbi Yehuda, min shivadiv.
Right.
Yeah, that's what he says. Yeah. It's disgusting. So I don't know, but if it's still edible, so it's fine. Yeah.
So
Hamotzi, I think, does trump. Halacha Maisa, the Hamotzi does trump, even though I... so you're saying that the bread is...
There's only one side, and you would do it the other way.
I understand what you're saying.
You never do it according to Rabbi Yehuda, and you couldn't do it if it's Hashivus either.
Because why?
Chalas,
yeah. They don't have to. You don't have to. I'm a Gronik, and I don't have a challah on the table. Yeah, because I'm bringing him and then covering him. That's very embarrassing. So I'm just leaving him in the room. Enjoy the other room in the meantime. Rabbi said, we have 14 minutes left and has a lot to see. So let's jump ahead for a second. So I'll just jump ahead. So what is Allah like Rabbi Yehuda? Shiva Saminim? Or is it like Chachamim? Like Chaviv? Of course, the answer is Machlokas. Very good. Rosh says, Halacha like Rabbi Yehuda? That you go according to Min Shiva? Rambam says, only if... Rambam says, Chaviv. If you don't have a Chaviv, so now go according to Min Shiva. That's what he says. So if you have an apple and a date, and you like the apples, says Rabbi Yehuda, eat the date. Says the Rambam, eat the apple. If they're both fine for you, no chaviv, so then have Shiva Saminim according to everyone, according to the Rambam. How do we pass in Lach Lemaise? So here's not actually much of a machlokes. Shulchan Aruch is actually, he does bring the both opinions, but Stam Shulchan Aruch is, in source 28, already skipped a bit, Hayun Afam Vinei Perot, Im Birchotem Shavot, Yashem Min Shiva, Makdim Min Shiva. You should, he passed in like Rabbi Yehuda. If you have the date, eat the date and don't eat the apple. That's what he says. However, he brings it, now flipping the page, and the Rambam says in Seif Bet, Velarambam min Chaviv. He says that you should go according to the Chaviv, but says Mishneh Berurah in source 29, the fact that Stam Shulchan Aruch is, that you should go according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you should go according to Shiva Saminim, so in that case, the answer is you go according to Shiva Saminim. That is Stam Shulchan Aruch. So Halach Lamaise, seemingly, we paskin that you have a date in the apple, the date should trump, and indeed, if you want to peek ahead, so you'll see that Minhag Yerushalayim, Rav Tikhachinsky, and also Rav Shlomo Norbach, they say you should have first the date, and not the apple. You should have first the pomegranate, and not the apple, because that's Min Shiva. Date and apple, date and pomegranate, what trumps? The date, because it's closer to Eretz, another sugya. Okay. Now, what happens if there isn't the same bracha? K'she'em b'chotehem shavot. So Shulchan Aruch says... So I'll just say about pe. Shulchan Aruch passes a lacha ma'isa when you have two items that they don't have the same bracha, a banana and a date. So here halacha is you go according to the chaviv. You go according to the chaviv. So again, apple versus date, no, whatever. Apple to you usually, yeah. So apple and date trumps. That's for sure. If you have date and banana and you enjoy bananas more than dates, says Shulchan Aruch, you go according to the chaviv. That's the halacha according to Shulchan Aruch. Go according to the chaviv, not according to Shiva Saminim. You go according to the chaviv. Okay, why is that so? We'll see in a moment. So this brought up an amazing, amazing question that Rav Ozner brings it, and Moshe wasn't satisfied with his answer, but he enjoyed the question. Asks the Rav Ozner the following question: What happens if I have an apple, a date, and a banana? I like the apple more than the date, but I like the banana more than the date, and I like the apple more than the banana. So I have here a banana. I love the bananas. Sorry. I have the apple, then the banana, then the dates. If it was apple versus date, who wins? Date. Because it's the same bracha b'er priya etz, and this is min shiva, the date wins. If it's banana versus date, it's em birchoseim shavos, and I prefer the banana. So it's a bracha on the banana. And if it's banana versus apple, so who wins? The chaviv, the apple. So ask Rav Ozner, if you have dates, apples, and bananas, what should you eat? Again, I love apples, bananas, dates. Okay. Now, if it's apple versus date, the date wins. If it's banana versus date, the banana wins. If it's apple versus banana, the apple wins. Two different brachas. So two different brachas. The apple versus the banana, it's two different brachas, and I enjoy the apple more, so the apple should win. And this is a question that could happen every single Rosh Hashanah, because people say you should have a special Borei Pri Adama item in order to for sure have a Adama, right? Because it's a question, should you have bracha on the Kara and the Salka? It's a Machlokas. Poskim say, have a pineapple. Posim say, have a banana, which is for sure not part of the seuda. So I personally love apples, and then pineapples, and then dates. What should I say first? She says, should I say first a bracha on the date? Because it's been Shiva, but anyways, hit the point. Right?
Why don't you take them off the table? Take the one you like first.
That's another question. Can you actually do that? But you have the question. So I'm asking you, what do you do in the following question? Again, when it's the same bracha, min shiva adif. Ein bracha same shavos, it's your favorite. You enjoy apples, that's a favorite. It's a bray pretz. Then you have an adama, a banana, and then you have, in the bottom, a date, which is a bray pretz. What do you say a bracha on first? What do you think? That peeking in Rav Osner. Banana? You're talking bananas. But it's not two versus one because it's not
one bracha, two brachas. One bracha more than the other.
What? In order to make sure that I can say adama on the other items, because there's a suffix whether the kara and karti and silka is part of the seuda. So poskim say we learn in svichas chaver, bring an extra adama, which is for sure not part of the meal, that could have its own bracha. Yeah, kara is a question.
What is it?
You have your pictures. It's some kind of sweet whatever. So, anyways, what do you do? So says Rav Osner. He says you should say a bracha on the date, on the min shiva, and he doesn't give a good reason why. Because he says, you know, because there's an opinion that says she'em b'chaseim shavos, when there isn't the same bracha, make a bracha on Rav Yisai. We have a limited time. So says Rav Osner, say bracha on the min shiva, on the date, although it's the lowest in the ranking of chvivas, because there are opinions that say that also k'she'im b'chaseim shavos, you go according to shiva saminim, so you have two reasons to believe why you should have actually the dates. That's what Rav Osner says, and as Moshe said in a very nice way, the question is better than the answer. But there's a beautiful, beautiful chakira, which in a sefer that I found on Otsar HaChochma. It's called, what's his name? Source 33, Eretz Chaim, Reb Chaim Solomon. And he says the following lumdus mahalach. And he brings us the chakira. What is chaviv? Is chaviv mean, this is what I want to eat? Or does chaviv mean that it's chashivus? This is usually an important item for me. He wants to say that chaviv, the item that I want to eat, and this is a bit of lumda, so please pay attention. I think it's beautiful, but please pay attention. Again, he asks also another question. Why is it, b'chaseim shavos, the apple and the dates, both of them are bar peretz, we pick the date. And why is it when they don't have the same bracha? No, chaviv trumps. Why is that? He says the idea of chaviv is as Rabbi said beforehand. This is what I want to eat. So it's not a question of kedima. This is not my food. Okay, I'm done with what I wanted to eat. Now I'm moving on. He says, this is true only k'she'ein b'chaseim shavos. When you're not saying the same bracha, because you're saying, listen, I have here now a banana and a date. I don't want the date. I want the banana. So in that case, this is what I want to eat. So in that case, the chaviv trumps. But if I'm having now a date and an apple, and I'm saying, I love apples, so I'll have the apple, and I will be putter the date. Wait a second, when you're saying, I'll be putter the date, you're actually telling the world, I'm going to eat a date. So it is in front of me. It is part of my meal. I am going to eat it. In that case, you can't say, the chaviv is now my meal, and now I'm having something else. The fact that you want to be putter this, by that shows you, you want to eat it. So when it is the same bracha, you go according to the important one. And that is the min shiva. When it's not the same bracha, so it actually expresses, this is what I want to eat. Okay? Says Reb Chaim Solomon, I don't know who he is, maybe not his brother, I'm not sure. But he says the following idea. When you don't have the same bracha, so what happens? I have here now an apple and banana. The apple will trump, because this is what I want to eat. But the fact that I want with the apple to be putter the date shows that I want to date. So I'm now moving aside the banana. I'm now with the two Bayra Priya etzes. What is the more important one? The more important one is the date. And that's the lumdus here. Because the fact that this is what I want to eat, so it's all the Dhamma products move aside. I have now only eight products. If I'm only eating an apple, I'm eating an apple. I want to now be putter the date. So no, you can't do that. The date will trump, and that's why the min shiva apple, the min shiva priyats will trump everything. So again, sorry with all this huge mess. So again, which bracha should we say beforehand? So halacha lemaisa, the apple or the date. Pashtus, if you are a very, very strict halacha person, so it should be the date. It should be the date. It should be the pomegranate. And says from Zalman Erbach, yeah. So a bracha on the tamar, on the rimon, in source 36. This is what you should do. This is what you should do. But Piskei Tshuvos says in source 37. Again, he always comes and tries to explain the more Hasidish or Kabbalist minhagim, and he says. יש נוהגים להקדים לברך על תפוח בדבש, נימוקם שיש רמזים, טעמים מיוחדים, there are special רמזים, special reasons why to have an apple on this night, and it's a special chavivus, and you can rely on the poskim that say that chaviv is better, the Rambam, and that's why you should do that. What is the best thing to do, he says? המובחר, למי שרוצה להקדים אחת התפוח, לא יניח פירות אחרים. Don't bring your entire Seder plate, if Clanty Park, very good, you know, David, Davar Chadash, always good. So, if your wife is going to attend the sisterhood, Simanim plate thing of Clanty Park, make sure that all the Simanim are there, but not the apple. Bring the apple beforehand, if you want, say a bracha on the apple, and only then, bring the other items, that to be yotze with that. It's not supposed to say that, who are you fooling? You know it's going to come. You have this entire Seder that you're going to say, okay, but this is a bit to be miyashiv, the minig of Yisrael. And if you have the banana, which you love, the pineapple, and then you have the apple, so yeah, you have the apple, banana, dates, trust in question, Rav Ozner and other poskim say, you should have the dates because of the beautiful lumdus, but you move aside the adama, and all that you have left is only the borei priyats, and that's what you should have, the date. Yeah.
What about the second night?
Second night. So I have my pomegranate on the second night. That's my minhag. I think that's the majority of minhagim. Because of the shechiyanu. Yeah, so you have the pomegranate before the apple. Allegedly. Or bring it afterwards. What? Ah, the shechiyanu. I don't know. I actually, yeah. Good taina. So yeah. So in that case, I think you should. Wait, the shechiyanu. Yeah, I don't know what to say. It's actually a very good taina. Buy a new shirt. I don't know. I don't know. What? It won't be considered shechiyanu. Ah, okay, fine. So this is what in Israel. It's quite rare to find pomegranates, but. In summer, yeah. Like, I remember once I was in a simcha, like in Elul. I think my nephew's bris was on like Gimel Elul, Dal Elul, and there was a salad with pomegranate inside. And the rabbanim there didn't eat from the salad because of the pomegranates, saying that you don't lose the shechiyanu for Rosh Hashanah. Okay, Rabbi Sai, it was a wonderful shir. If you didn't have the lumdus again, so look inside or ask me. I think it's beautiful, and looking forward to have the shir next week on Wednesday after Maariv Hashem. Call to